Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center.
What up, bitch?
Yo, oh man, we're already recording. I was going to go run and get some water.
Go ahead. Know. Go ahead. I have a funny story for you too.
Oh my God. Okay. Hold on. I'll be right back. Oh,
I'm going fucking roots. Jesus.
Hold on.
Haggard. No, you're fine. I'm just being mean to myself.
Okay. What's the story? Lay it on me.
I have two stories. First funny story, when Eric edits the podcast, since sometimes he'll do like clips of us like talking, he was like, you know, when you told Ash that if we were going to start doing clips, I kind of figured she'd like dress a little nicer or look a little better. I was like, you bitch. She always looks fabulous. And he honestly said it last week when you wore those cute little bunny ears to like push your hair back. I was like, I actually thought she looked really fucking cute. And I would told him, I was like, and you dress like a fucking hobo anyway. So shut the fuck up.
Dude, look. All right. Here's the thing. Sure.
He roasted you though.
Maybe I would want to dress a little bit nicer, but like, I'm a real bitch. I'm authentic. This is what I wear. Literally, I was wearing these shorts and now I'm cold. So I just put these pants on. This 90% of the time I'm in a nursing bra because my titties are out all day. So for me to wear clothes is like a big deal because I have to take them off 4 or 5 times a day. So
I'm just saying, as someone who works from home, that has no big responsibilities like feeding a kid, for him to be like, I thought she'd dress a little nicer. Like, bitch, I thought you would like dress a little nicer working from home. But no, this motherfucker wears like just the grungiest shit. And I'm like, you need to shut the fuck up. Go make some money.
That's fine. Fucking bet, Eric, I'm wearing a fucking dress next week. All right.
Watch. Dude, can we please dress up? We'll like wear like really like big dresses.
Yeah, I will. I will.
All right. Deal. I love it. All right. Next funny story. This isn't necessarily like funny per se. I mean, I thought it was fucking hilarious. So I'm going to share it with you. So obviously, you know, I do like questions of the day just to like shoot the shit because I don't know, like it's fun. Like everyone like that follows either the podcast, either this one or the other one that I host or just follow me. Like it's one of those things where they know me, but I don't know them. So I like to do polls, figure out like what people's favorite da-da-da is, like let people argue over like Harry Potter versus Lord of the Rings, like get cutthroat and have some fun. But yesterday I asked like, what's your favorite like summertime drink? And the options were Kool-Aid, sweet tea, or lemonade. Again, just like casual summertime drinks, right? Like I personally grew up drinking sweet tea. So I really enjoyed sweet tea.
I have a question. Is this lemonade from the fair? That makes a difference.
Oh, like the shake 'em ups? Ooh, it could be. It could be. Or Chick-fil-A lemonade.
No, so here's my thing. Like, it's either between Kool-Aid or lemonade. But if it's lemonade from the fair, like them where you got a funnel cake right next to it, I'm picking that. But if it's just like a regular
lemonade. No, we'll say Minute Maid because you're most likely making it.
Okay, Kool-Aid.
What flavor?
Red.
Okay, so I personally would have done grape, but I respect... Oh. Wait, is it the cherry red?
So here's the thing. Grape is like probably one of my favorite flavors. Orange, second. I know, I'm weird. But...
Respect that.
We said, what was your favorite childhood drink? We only had the red Kool-Aid growing up. So like that's all my mom would ever buy.
Ooh,
so like if you have to put it in childhood context, it's red without a doubt.
Sure. But anyways... Sure, But you played along. You know what I'm saying? Like you thought about it. You asked follow-up questions. I had some people messaging me water. I was like, can you please pretend like you don't have a fucking eating disorder for 1 second and play the game?
Dude, so one of my cousins though, growing up, like she never drank anything but water. She did not like the taste of anything else. So like, I would say that is her favorite, but it's very rare, like for multiple people to say, and like also do like I know my cousin, she didn't have an eating disorder. So like in hindsight, like these people messaging you, they were probably just saying it to make themselves feel better. But
dude,
they were like,
right. I'm just like
lamb in 2 liters.
I was like, okay, great. You're better than us. But like, can you just play the game? Like, just play along, please. Like stop taking everything so seriously. Like you're allowed to like sweet tea. Like you're allowed to like ranch and mayonnaise and ketchup, like just because you're a bodybuilder and don't typically eat those foods, like you're still allowed to like them. So like have a personality, play the game, or just zip it. Like, if you're gonna be a wet blanket, I just go put yourself in the dryer. Like, I don't wanna hear it.
Yeah, dude, honestly, people just don't like to have fun, if you're asking me.
Dude, I used to
But
be that way though. Like, I used to be so fucking up my asshole in bodybuilding, where, or even like when I was vegan, I was so up my asshole and however I identified that I forgot to be a person. Like, I had convinced myself that the smell of beef cooking with bitch, red meat cooking smells amazing. Like, shut the fuck up, past Ashley. Like, meat smells good, cooking or otherwise. I would convince myself that, oh, mayonnaise is icky or whatever. Okay, you better believe that if I'm like doing like a cookout, I'm gonna have mayonnaise, I'm gonna have mustard, and I might even have ketchup. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you need to still be a person, even if you're a bodybuilder. You're still allowed to have opinions. But the thing is it's context. You know what I'm saying? Like, have a burger for a free meal, have a donut for a free meal, but don't like be the jerk that eats like crap all the time because you're like perma bulking. You know what I'm saying? Like, there needs to be some type of balance while you're still like working on your goals.
I actually don't know about the whole balance thing, to be honest with you. Well, you know what? I take that back after it just came out of my mouth. I do know about it. And I think we don't understand what balance is. Not that this is like something that we're going to talk about today, but
I mean, we can. I don't have a topic. I just needed to rant.
I didn't know if we wanted to talk about adaptability, since that was my whole
I
last point.
mean, honestly, it's kind of, it goes hand in hand because like balance is just tossed around in terms of like softness on some eras, but like at the same time, like you do have a schedule to balance if you are a new mom going to the gym, like feeding schedule for your child and yourself. So like you do have to balance, but I think some people take it a step too far in terms of being soft. Like, oh, I need to balance being kind to myself and blah, blah, blah. Like, you can be aggressive with your goals while also making sure that the people that need you to step up aren't being put on the back burner.
I also think just like people don't understand like balance, like what, like in the fitness realm, like where does that lie, right? Like a lot of people are like, oh, well, I want balance. I want to be able to go out and drink once a week, twice a week. I want to be able to build muscle on top of that. I want to have, you know, two free meals, and I want to get coffee every single day. That's not just black coffee. Like that's the balance I'm looking for. I also don't want to have a step goal or go on walks during the day, but I want to lose weight and I want to feel better. Okay, well, that's not balance in the realm of like you're going to get results. Like, does that make sense? And I feel like a lot of people, like I hear that a lot actually on my calls, and I get it. Like we all want balance. Like we all want to have some sort of like quote unquote freedom and not be so restrictive when you're looking at it in that avenue. But like, look where you're at right now. If you think what you're doing right now is going to get you the results, it's not. You know, it's really not. And I think it's hard for people to understand that. Well, I want both. Well, you can't have both. Like what you're doing right now is getting you nowhere. It's getting you farther and
And
farther and
that's
further
the
away.
thing. Wanting everything will get you nothing because you don't know how to like put your attention and your effort towards something. And like I get like not everyone wants to be an IFBB pro or stepping on the Olympia stage. Not everyone is honestly going to have that opportunity and even the genetic potential. But if you have a goal, you have to make sure that all your other actions align with that goal. Not necessarily like going all in and losing yourself. Like that's not the point. But you know, you have to understand that if you have this goal, you have to look at what's going to support you getting there and what's going to take away. So for that example, the coffees with sugars and cream, the drinking, the going out clubbing. Like, I'm sorry if you want to like grow a lot of muscle and be a competitive athlete, those things are not going to align with that goal.
Dude, and I asked my clients, like I started doing this like a couple weeks ago, like for people who are just like not consistently meeting their protocols, then they're just like, oh man, like I really want a fat ass, 'cause who doesn't as a
Dude,
female?
fucking A. Amen. Hallelujah. Moment of silence for all the smooth, small booties.
Amen.
Amen.
And literally, they're like, and I'm like, okay, well, you're not getting in the gym, you're not sleeping, you're not. So I asked them, I'm like, hey, in order for you to grow a fat ass, what specifically do you need to do or stop doing to get to that goal? Make me a list, 1 through 5. 1 through 5, make me a list, send it over to me. They'll send it over. Okay. This week, what 2 or 3 things on that list do you think you can do every day or consistently do? Oh, well, I need to train legs. Actually, I haven't been in the gym in 5 weeks. Okay, well, let's get in the gym. Let's do that. All right. Okay. Well, I need to not have so much fear around food. I need to eat before I train and after I train. Okay, well, we can do that. That's an easy fix. Let's do those things and let's do it week after week after week and then give it 3 weeks. And then what? Okay, we'll add in that fourth thing or that third thing, you know? All right, cool. Now we're stacking. Now we're habit stacking. Now we're creating this great change in your life and we're getting closer to your goals. And now you're going to feel more successful. And now you're going to have a new understanding of what that balance is, right? And like you said, you don't have to be an IF, like BB Pro bodybuilder, but like, you know, the line has got to change on like what your perception of fucking balance is. Because speaking in this context, you cannot have good health and eat out every day of the week. You can't. You fucking can't. I'm sorry. Like, the foods out there are terrible for you. Eating fast food is horrible, blah, blah, blah. We can go down that rabbit hole a different time. But like, you can't have both, essentially, is like what we said. And I think it's really hard for people to understand that. And I think that's why a lot of people give up because they don't understand that, like, it's not a quick fix. It's literally your entire fucking life has to change. Has to fucking change. Like, I was thinking about this today. I don't know if you saw my story, but I was like, walk number one, walk number two. I'm gonna go on my third walk later. And it's like, wow, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I wasn't walking ever. Like, I was just like, whatever, you know? And now it's like, okay, well, like, that's part of my normal daily tasks, those 3 walks that I do. And it doesn't seem hard. And that's where, you know, at first people are like, oh, this is so hard to fucking, it's a change, right? For me to get where I want to get back on stage, I have to move my body. I have to have some type of, you know, movement throughout the entire day, and it has to be every day. So that is where I'm at, you know?
Yeah, I think balance is a lie. It really is, because the world tells you you can have it all and be successful. And if you are really wanting to be like the top and the best, you are going to have sacrifices. Like, you look at Simone Biles. The Olympics is going on right now. There are some people that are so hungry for their goals. Like, I'm sorry, but do you think Simone Biles has balance in her life other than the fucking balance beam? No, probably not. Like, she's not like going out to the clubs and getting fucked up. Like, no, she is on her nutrition. She is on her different regimens for flexibility, mobility, bars, floor, beam. Like, she has all of these areas that she excels at, but that is going to come at a cost of probably a better social life. Doing other things that people her age, our fucking age, are usually doing, like clubbing, drinking, whatever. So it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, I feel like people are. I've been thinking about D's. I like alliterations. That's my thing. I think people nowadays are too distracted. And because of their distractions, they become delusional in their goals and destructive in their tendencies. Instead of learning to be decisive, deliberate, and devoted. Like, that's been my mantra lately. Like, how am I being destructive? How am I being distracted? Am I being delusional with what I am doing? If so, how can I change that to be deliberate, decisive, devoted? Right. And like, that is really, really difficult to do, even if you have self-awareness, because it is confronting yourself with the actions that you take on a daily basis, much like you going on walks.
That is a deliberate and decisive action that you take that you continue to do, even though you have more on your plate than you ever have. So it is one of those things where your actions need to line up and there needs to be follow through.
It's a lot of D's, man. I just like,
just, oh, I have double D's. So I figured the D's were it.
I'm just thinking about dicks. Isn't that crazy? It's like, I got the six D's. I got the six dicks.
The six D's to success. The three D's of deliverance and the three D's of success.
Dude, we just start preaching. Sound like a church.
We already had a moment of silence. Amen. Hallelujah. End of the podcast.
Know, we get so spiritual here.
Do you want to tell you what, though? I have been praying at mealtimes and just being grateful to have like a meal. And let me tell you.
Dude, when I first started practicing gratitude and like I really needed to like simplify it, I used to be like, oh my God. I was like, dear spirits, because I don't believe in just one God. I believe in multi-gods. That's my thing, personally. And like I do believe in Jesus and all of that. And then I believe in everything else as well. So I used to pray or like, you know, be thankful or grateful for the fucking bowl that my food sat. I'm like, God, this bowl is so beautiful. Like,
I thought you were about to say pot.
Yeah.
I am thankful for this fat fucking what?
Yeah, that too. I mean, honestly, get real. Get fucking real. Yeah, like shit. Yeah. Like I'm thankful for the fucking paper that my blunt is rolled in, because without it, you can't fucking smoke it. Without it, you can't eat your food on the plate. Like I used to be like that simplified, like for my gratitude. But to kind of circle back here, I think, yeah, you said like balance is kind of a sham. But I also don't want people to listen to this and be like, oh, yeah, it's got to be all or nothing. Like, it is a tough line to ride, dude. Like, and like, I don't even want to use either of those terms anymore. So I need to like revamp my vocabulary or whatever when I start talking to people. Cause I'm like, yeah, like I do use the term balance, but like we're talking about today, it's
not priorities. That's a good word. Priorities. Because you can prioritize multiple things. Like you're not prioritize, like you prioritize yourself, which means your meals, your water, your gym, your sleep, but you also prioritize your kid.
Oh dude. Yeah. Like honestly, without a doubt, yeah. It's been so hard, obviously, but like I get a lot of messages actually. I got a message from Paige the other day. She's been on this podcast. She's an IFBB pro figure. She messaged me and she's like, dude, like it is amazing. You are absolutely wonderful that you are still prioritizing, you know, your health and being a new mom. She's like, it's crazy. It blows my mind. And I was at the gym today and I was like, holy shit. Like, I cannot believe I had a kid 8 months ago. First of all, I cannot believe the way that I look. And then I'm like, you know what? I fucking can because I sit here and I prioritize my walks, my sleep the best I can, getting my water and meal prepping. And like, I am someone who used to sit down and like to meal prep for like 3 or 4 hours at a time for multiple days. And now it's like, oh my God, I got a meal prep at, you know, 1 p.m. in the afternoon and get two things done. And then again at 4, and then again at 8:30 after it's bedtime, because I'm like, holy shit. And like, that is difficult. That's hard. That's fucking annoying. But in order for me to show up for myself and to show up the best I can for my kid, like I have to do it that way. And that's okay. And that's the reality of it. And everything is temporary. Like my child's going to grow up and not need me as much, you know, or need me in a different way that doesn't physically require me to obviously have to do something. Right. So it's like me sitting there today, I'm like, wow, I can't believe this. And a lot of people are like, oh my God, you look so good. This is awesome. And there's been quite a few people who have said bullshit, like, oh, well, it's because you're breastfeeding. Or so, this was the new one after the whole, I was like, squash the breastfeeding thing. Because honestly, I've been breastfeeding this whole time and my body didn't change until I actually started following my
fucking. I was about to say, you were being, I don't want to say you were being an asshole, but you're kind of being an asshole with your programming. But the minute you were like, I've had enough of my shit, and you got back on your programming, bro, your body and your mind, 9-day difference. And I'm saying that as your friend.
Yeah. And oh yeah, no, I mean, I totally realized I made a post about it the other day on Instagram. Yeah. Like what changed? I just showed up better is honestly what it is. I got my head out of my ass. But as I was saying, I mean, seriously, that's what it came down to. You know, and then after people are like, oh no, it's just breastfeeding. Like, no, it was me changing. Their new thing now is, oh, well, you only have one kid. I don't care if you have one or 40, it's fucking hard either way. But yeah, I'm sure more is hard. Like,
Well, I mean, if you have 40, like by that time, like it's kind of like, you know, the Russian dolls where it's like the big one can start like eating the small ones. Like they can that kind of help out.
Yeah, like the Duggars, like that 19 kids and counting or
A
shit.
billion kids and counting.
Seriously ridiculous. But it's like a lot of people are praising me, and I appreciate that, and it's great. You know, it doesn't go unnoticed, and thank you. And you know, a lot of you are listening, and it's like, damn, like, but it's not because I didn't put the work in. Like, I have been trying hard as fuck. And to be a mom and try hard as fuck is 10 times harder than when I used to try, if that makes sense. And I'm not saying that like being a bodybuilder or trying is any less difficult, because you know it's still hard, right? So I think the way we need to look at it is like I had to sacrifice or give up a lot. Like when I was before I got back on my plan, so you know, 16 weeks ago, I was still eating out probably once a week at least. I haven't ate out in over a month now. I was not tracking calories. I knew I was consuming a lot more. I didn't really have the best sleep schedule either. A lot of that I had to deal with anxiety and always being up, and we weren't sleep training, and then we finally did. So you know, a lot of those things weren't like aligning, and I was like, okay, well, like I can't keep snacking all fucking night when I'm breastfeeding. Like that's an abundance amount of calories, so like that's gotta go. I can't keep going out to dinner and eating like whatever I fucking wanted, right? And like I needed to relax and work on my mental health, and like a fucking switch went off in my head, and I was like, you know what? Like, I have done hard shit in my life, and I'm gonna continue to do hard shit. There always is going to be hard shit, and I love that. I love hard shit. Woo! I love type two shit. Isn't that really hard? Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, it's like I had to sacrifice, quote unquote, like the balance. And I did make progress when I was like intuitively eating, so to speak. I think I lost maybe 15 pounds, 12 pounds from intuitively eating from, you know, postpartum to 5 months or whatever it was. And but that's because of the knowledge and the practice that I've had in the past. Like a lot of my foods were still whole foods. I was just eating like excessive amount of calories that my body needed at the moment. So it was like, yeah, like I was making progress, but I wasn't making the progress I wanted to. It wasn't enough for me. I wasn't satisfied. I knew I could do better. So I was like, okay, well, some shit's gotta fucking go. And here I am. I feel great. I look fucking great. I'm thriving. And everything seems to be a lot easier now. It's still hard, but it's easier. I'm getting into a better schedule. Like you said, I'm constantly taking these priorities that I have and fitting them wherever I can. And I think it's really helped me grow as like a coach, to be honest with you, because now I'm like, oh, dude, send me your fucking schedule. What do you do all day? Because I can find you time. I can find you 30 minutes, because I know, like this morning, it was like 8:05 in the morning, or no, wait, it was 9:05 in the morning, and I breastfeed at 9:30. I'm like, we got 25 minutes. What are we gonna do? We're gonna go on a walk. We're gonna get some water in. I was like, we're gonna listen to a podcast. We're gonna do all these things. So, you know, I'm like, 25 minutes. A lot can happen in 25 minutes. You can do so many tasks, or you can sit on the couch and 25 minutes on your phone goes real quick, and you just wasted all of that fucking time.
Exactly. I tell you, Reels, TikTok, whatever other like
Do you have a
quick,
TikTok?
hell no, I don't have a TikTok. I've never downloaded the app. Like, hell no, it's bad enough to have Facebook Reels and Instagram. Like, that is bad enough. But it's like, show me your phone usage. Show me the hours that you spend scrolling or tapping or sliding.
What is yours? Do you know off the top of your head how many hours a day?
I want to say four,
Oh my God.
five.
Dude, mine's like six or seven. I have no idea how.
Well, I started reading more and putting my phone on silent.
I mean, I just read a book in less than 48 hours. So I have no idea how mine is averaging 6 hours a day.
Well, you. I also use my laptop, but that doesn't count toward my screen time because my phone's just my phone. So it's
Yeah.
like I could be on it more.
Oh, you know what? I'll like listen to YouTube during my workout sometimes.
Interesting. Eric
Yeah.
does that shit.
So I don't pay for Spotify. I just get the free one. So if I want to listen to a song right fucking now, that's what I do. Or there's like three YouTubers that I like constantly watch their YouTube.
Who do you watch?
So I watch my friend Emily. And then the other two are true crime people, Kendall Ray.
Oh, interesting. I do bodybuilders mostly.
Yeah. So I watch my one friend. She's a bodybuilder. She just started. I really enjoy watching her. But that would mostly be it. Sometimes I do watch Kerrigan. I was very curious about her previous peak week that she had where she broke her fucking neck. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God. So she just competed and she had like not the best peak week. I think it started like on Monday. She said she like went to like turn her head and she must have pulled a muscle, but it got stuck and she couldn't turn it the back way on like fucking Monday of peak week. Whatever. So she couldn't train. They had to like manipulate like food. She couldn't really do cardio. Like it was so bad.
Jesus.
Oh, later that night, it was so bad. She felt fucking paralyzed. She had to call 911. Yeah, and I think they had to like end up giving her like a muscle relaxer and stuff, like all during peak week. I couldn't even imagine. Yeah, so I was watching. Well, I was gonna see if her video came out. To be honest with you, yeah, my screen usage time is fucking high, and I still get a lot of shit done. That was another thing I was thinking about too. It's like, so I physically sit down and breastfeed my child 5 or 6 times a day, and those are all like 20-30 minute sessions. So that's 3 hours. 3 hours of my time that I'm just sitting on my ass. Say I sleep for 5 hours of the day, morning and night, or I guess it's 10 each day. So it's like, I still have fine time to get up and move and get my steps in. Yeah.
Priorities.
Priorities.
But that's the thing. It's like, that goes back to our D's. You are decisive. And how you were going to change, you followed through deliberately, and you were devoted for a long time.
For weeks. I guess, how do you, this would be a good question, how do you make someone or get someone to acknowledge that that is a priority? Like, because I have seen a lot of people who just are like, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to do it. And that's fine. That's your own being, but you're going to be stuck. You're going to be complacent. You're going to be in the same spot that you are. So I guess my question would be like, how do you find someone motivated to make that a priority? Cause a lot of people, do you think it's a lack of knowledge? They're just like, I don't think walking's going to get me there, or I don't want to do it. Is it laziness? In your opinion, what do you think?
It really comes down to, again, the triple D's, because I thought long and hard about the D's. They weren't, I just didn't pull those out of my ass. I thought long and hard about them because, again, I was reflecting on myself. It comes down to, what are the destructive tendencies that you are doing? Is it doubt? Is it laziness? Is it lack of knowledge? How are you holding yourself back? What are those destructive habits and actions that you are doing? Because if you know those things, then you have your blueprint. You have the game plan mapped out. A lot of the times, those destructive tendencies are due to just stupid distractions, TikTok, Instagram, like dumbass shit that's not increasing your quality of life or increasing your ability to make those self-improvements. And then some people, because of those distractions, like I said, they're just kind of like downward delusional, like, oh, I'm going to be an IFBB pro, yet there's no schedule, there's no routine, there's no consistency. It's just flying by the seat of their pants. And it's like, okay.
I also think too, now that you're saying this, I think it's like uncomfortable for people to be different. Cause like bodybuilders are different. Like, I think that might be a big hurdle too, now that I'm thinking about it, where it's like, oh, like my mom is a good example of this. So she's been, I'm super proud of her. She's been walking a lot more, like probably in the last couple of months, like every day she set her own little step goal for like 6,500 or 7,000 steps, whatever it is. My mom is 66 years old. So, you know, and I think having her first grandchild, second one on the way, it's not my guy, my brother's having a kid. She just wants to be more mobile.
Sure.
But she has this like fear or limiting belief that she can't do things on her own. So she's like, I hate walking by myself. I can't do it. So if I'm not walking with her, like if I'm at the hospital working a nursing shift, or like me and Alex are hanging out all day, it's really hard for her to get those steps. And she's like, well, I just think it's weird. I just think it's weird to be out and be walking. And I was like, well, why do you think that? Well, nobody I know does it. That's the key. That's the problem. She's just like, and I think that's why like a lot of people have problems with it, because like when people want to better their health, a lot of their friends won't follow along. And that's hard. I had to let go of a lot of old friends and a lot of old, like you said, destructive behaviors and tendencies. And I think it might be hard for people to be like, all right, I'm gonna go do this on my own, or like, I'm gonna take a break from social media when we're so like addicted to these things that are quote unquote normal, that are self-destructive. They're not benefiting you. Like a huge one, at least, I mean, I'm sure you see this, but where I'm from is drinking.
Oh,
Like
yeah.
it's so fucking normal. Like in Ohio, in fucking Cleveland, to go out multiple nights a week. Like that's what you do with your friends here growing up. Let's go get a drink.
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm like,
I
dude,
get it.
I feel like people in Colorado, maybe I'm wrong, if you're from Colorado, listen to me. I feel like they're like, let's go on a hike. Let's go kayaking. Like that's shit they do with their friends. And us, we're like, let's go get a fucking, corned beef sandwich and a beer on a fucking Wednesday. It's
Yeah,
like,
Dayton's the same way.
yeah.
But
Well, I think.
again, it comes down to like, okay, what are your destructive beliefs? Because your beliefs, that mental capacity is very, very powerful. So, like for me, I went to Ohio to see my family after I had not seen them since Christmas of last year. And we also celebrated my grandpa's 83rd birthday. It was great. My non-negotiables were I'm going to get one training session in, I'm going to get my cardio in. So, we stayed at a hotel so I have access to a treadmill. I prioritized my meal prep in terms of like going to the store and buying things that I could stock in the mini fridge at our hotel without like becoming so neurotic about it. So, for example, like my vegetable was broccoli and green beans. So, I didn't have like all the variety that I would have here at home, but I still had good nutrition. And so, when we went over to my parents' place to celebrate my grandpa's birthday, they had, their hamburgers, hot dogs, whatever, and their cobbler for dessert. Eric and I had our meals packed. For me, it wasn't important to eat a hamburger. It was important to see my family. So in terms of like what you wanted to do, like your actions again have to follow through always, no matter what the circumstance is. And like even now, my family still asks, hey, do you want to eat with us? And it's like, no, I'll bring a meal. So, yes, I'll eat with you, but I won't have what you're having. And like, they may be a little bit uncomfortable, but here's the deal. I can't control how they feel. If they want to express to me how they feel, let's have a conversation about it. Hey, I get you maybe feel uncomfortable that I'm not eating what you're eating, but this is important to me for my long-term goals. I flew up here to see you guys, to spend time with you guys, to love on you guys, not to eat your food. And so it's like, it's just honest to God, it is just communicating. It is having those difficult conversations. And even if they don't understand because they don't have the same goals, hopefully at least there can be some level of either peace or truce or at least understanding. And if there's not, and if your family situation's a little bit more complicated than that, I mean, at least you said your piece, right? But then it's like, again, you have to understand like the ability to have a close circle of people around you supporting you. And that's, a different conversation. But still, it's like you have to decide what you want and be deliberate with your actions and then be devoted for the long term. Like, again, like this is something that like is not going to be an overnight fix, no matter if you want to be an IFBB pro, no matter if you are a new mom, just wanting to have better habits so that way she has better abilities to help her kids and set examples for her kids, whether you're a college kid that, wants to be really good and excel at school and not get fucked up every single night. Like it all starts with that change and that decision to better yourself. Then you just need to follow through with it.
I'm gonna take it up a notch here because I'm
Oh
focused on.
shit. Oh shit.
I'm turning up the heat.
Turn it up some.
Dude. So what you said is like you have to have that difficult conversation with them, and it might make them uncomfortable. But what about having that difficult conversation with your fucking self?
Oh, well,
Yeah.
most don't. They avoid that. That's why they,
Well,
that's why nothing gets done. They're like, fuck that
That's
shit.
a perfect example. It's right there. You went to your grandfather's 83rd birthday. They're having hot dogs and hamburgers. Okay. Well, for me and you, I'm bringing my own meal. My family don't even fucking ask if I want something anymore because at this point they know. And if I want something, I'll tell them.
I'll pipe up.
And I'll pipe up. But you're in a lot of people's mind, it's, oh yeah, I'm just gonna have a hot dog. I'm just gonna have a hamburger. That's fine. But you need to have that conversation with yourself. and realize like, yeah, this is difficult. This is hard, but I matter more. My goals matter more. I'm not going to give into that peer pressure. And I have a girl that I work with right now. She is someone who really gives into her peers because she looks for acceptance big time. And she works with a therapist. It started from childhood trauma and acceptance of her parents. So she views events like that, that she has to do what everyone else is doing in order for them to like her, to be accepted, to have them love her. So we're working on that. And I'm just like, and it's really cool to see her change. And she's just like, yeah, like it's hard, but she's like, I'm building the confidence because I feel better. Like a couple of weeks ago, she went out, she's like, oh, I had pizza and I felt like shit the next day. I felt physically sick and mentally, I didn't feel good. I wasn't proud of myself because I just wanted to have a good time with my friends, but you know, and like, that's okay. If you do eat pizza, that's fine. I'm not going to, you know, harp on you for that. But for her, it's more than that, right? It's finding who she is and where she aligns with and what her goals are and who she wants to be. And we talk about it all the time. I'm not going to say her name. I'll just use my name, but like, we call it like Ashley 2.0, like who is 2.0. And she made a list. I'm a list girl. I'm like, all right, well, those are all the things you want to be. Let's work towards them. Like, I want to be confident in myself. I want to be confident in my decisions around other people. All right. So how can we work that into your fitness goal? Okay. Well, you bringing your meals, that's a confident decision that you made for yourself. That's great. That's awesome. That's a fucking win, dude. So not only is it building her mental and her approach and her, you know, me supporting her in that decision, it's also building better habits. It's also making her health a priority.
Yep.
Whether she knows it or not, whatever way you want to view it as, it's like, you know, oh, this is building confidence in yourself, which it is, but it's also helping you too on a baseline of like, let's just eat more nutritional food without making it so fucking weird.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it having that difficult conversation with yourself is probably one of the hardest. And then two, the follow through that comes with it is even harder because you're like, how easy is it to go to a party? Oh, hey, fuck you, Eric. Am
I dirty? I literally was going to be like, fuck you, Eric, when he walked by.
Yeah, you're my fucking dirty outfit.
Bro, I haven't washed my hair in almost 2 weeks. Like, I'm about to take a shower after this and just.
Oh, dude, I washed my hair after I had carbon monoxide in my house. So.
Got to wash all that CO out of your hair.
Yeah, I don't even know if it sticks to your hair, but I thought maybe it did. So, yeah, I feel like the follow through is even harder too, because it's so easy just to go to a party, have that as an excuse. Oh, I didn't stay on plan because there was a ginormous pig roast and everyone brought their own food or whatever. Everyone had a bunch of sides and I just ate them all. Okay, that's fine. Whatever. But did you get better this week?
But no. Is it easier? Right. Because is it easier? Because the thing is like, I could have decided that I was going to have a free meal and eaten the hamburgers and the baked beans and the cobbler that they were having. I could have easily decided that, right? The thing is, if you make those decisions, you have to make sure you understand that you are making that decision to point the finger at yourself. Be like, I am choosing to do this. My coach isn't forcing me. Others aren't forcing me. Like, I'm sorry, but when you're at those social events, no one's holding a gun to your head. You either make the decision to stay on plan or you make the decision to have a free meal if you're allowed one or whatever, or you have the decision to partake, right? Or you just make the decision to not eat, period. Like, you have, like, those are the three decisions. You either eat the food provided, you bring your own food, or you starve. And it's like, no matter what you decide, you have to decide. And each of those avenues has a consequence, and consequences aren't necessarily always bad. The good consequence for me, I stayed on plan. Okay, I also could have chosen that as my free meal. I'm still on plan. But the long term of it, I also knew that those foods probably wouldn't digest super well. Like, they're super fatty. Like, they're not the best things for me. So I decided to eat my own food. And I was content with that decision because I just love seeing my family. You know, so it's one of those things where it's like, you make the decision. Don't just be like, oh, they bullied me. Like, no, your friends are not fucking waterboarding you to eat a piece of cake. I'm sorry, if your friends are, you need new fucking friends. But it's like, make the decision and own the consequence. The consequences could be positive. They could be negative. It could be both, right? But at the end of the day, when you understand it's your decision, you understand your power. And that is so fucking slept on. People don't realize that their decisions are their power. And that's how you learn to be confident, right? That's how you build that confidence in yourself, because it is your ability to decide what you want to do, to what action you want to take, for how you want to follow through.
Yeah. And I can relate to that like hardcore this week, because like, so this past week, our power went out. We had a tornado. We had four tornadoes here, actually.
Damn. That's three more than we.
And one was actually at the top of my street. I walk that street every fucking day. It's kind of crazy. So, you know, I had the choice to, and like power was out the entire city, and it was out for days. It went out on Tuesday. I didn't get power till Sunday night. So we were one of the last ones. Some people had it within 24 hours, but nonetheless, a lot of telephone poles down, wires everywhere. It was pretty chaotic. And I wanted to stay on plan. I did not want to eat out. Like there was a lot of people were going out to eat because you couldn't cook anything. You couldn't have a refrigerator. Like I understand that. And I get that. And I'm like, okay, well, what can I do to my best ability right now with the cards I have been dealt? What is possible for me? Mm-hmm. And I made it happen. I did not miss a fucking beat. You know, I continue to go on my walks. I hit my meal plan, which, fun fact for everybody, you can cook eggs on the grill in a muffin pan, by the way. Very well, I figured in my mind, I was like, you know what? Starbucks has those little muffin bites. I'm going to make those on the grill. And they worked out good. I was like, surprised, but life hack for you. But there was like a lot of things that like, I actually found like pretty easy, to be honest with you. Like, but I could have made the decision like, fuck it. I just lived through a tornado. I'm going to go get fucking McDonald's.
You're going to get your own like potato tornado. Like, you know, the potato spiral that they do at the fair. You're like, I'm going to eat a potato tornado. Fuck it.
Yeah. But like, I could have just been like, you know what? And I was like, no, I want to feel good at the end of the week. I want to feel empowered. I want to have my power to know that like, I tried my hardest to get what I needed to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like who I am. And I've built that skill over years of like, all right, cool. Like it's fucking pouring. Watch me stand in the rain. I'm going to build an umbrella. I'm going to shelter myself from that rain, but I'm going to be fine. I'm going to smile the whole time while I'm fucking standing in it. Honestly. Yeah. And like, I had a new fucking low this past week. So.
Exactly. There you go. Like your ability to follow through is your power. Right. And like, that's the true, like self-respect and the self-love that like, that is like legitimate truth. Like, it's not this whole, like, oh, it's okay to like be easy on yourself. Like you can pursue greatness and pursue your goals without being like your internal dialogue being like, oh, you're a fucking piece of shit. Like, cause like, that's not good either. But like people are cutting themselves slack for being mediocre and be like, oh, it's okay, I still love myself. Because like, you know, deep down, no, they don't. They're disappointed. They're disappointed and they're likely embarrassed, right? So they give up and then they start the destructive patterns all over again in the name of self-love. And it's like, that's not how that works. That's not what we're going for here. So it is just something when it's like, you want better for yourself, like deliberately follow through, be decisive, understand that your decisions have power. And then again, that long-term devotion is all about that consistency. Like, again, we talked about the 3Ds, the bad 3Ds, the good 3Ds, but it's like, it's so fucking important because that at the end of the day is how you win. And whether your win is, you know, losing that tire around your tummy that you've wanted to lose for 20 years now, an IFBB pro card, you know, learning how to have better habits to set, for example, for your family and your kids, like whatever you deem as a win, you will pursue it and you will get it. It just takes that time.
And I think too, like once you get to that win and you like have the like euphoric feeling, it's like addictive.
Dude, it's so like, addictive.
Like the
oh
fact
my
that,
God,
like,
self-improvement.
Yeah. Like when I made it through this week, I was like, oh my fucking God, dude. Like I felt so proud and like, I'm not trying to like gloat about it because like without power and then like we had a generator, which was great. And then I got carbon monoxide in my house and almost killed all of us. And like after this week, like to go through what I went through was like absolutely insane. And then having a child on top of it and trying to find a place for that would, you know, have all of us and internet and whatever, nonetheless, I felt so fucking proud. Like, I was like, holy shit, I made it. I didn't miss a beat. I checked every single one of my fucking boxes. And in my check-in that I sent to my coach this week, I didn't even fucking say a thing about it. I didn't feel like I need to. I didn't be like, hey, like, because it didn't affect me. Now, if it was like, hey, I was off of macros because I didn't have power, but here's like the best I did, sure, I would bring it up. But for me, there was no point in saying it
You
because,
didn't have deviations.
right. And there was no issue. Yeah. Like, so in that way, too, like, I was proud of myself, too, that like I wasn't like excessively like gloating, like, look what I did. It was like, no, I did this. And I'm so proud of myself. Like, this feeling that I have, I was like, wow, I love feeling like this. And every time that like I want to like deviate from my plan, or I don't have the motivation, or I'm stressed and I want to like eat my whole fucking kitchen counter, I'm like, dude, no, like, you know how good you feel when you check those boxes, when you slay your shit, like when you show up for yourself and love yourself that hard. Like, damn, dude, like, you literally feel so fucking good. It's a high that like you will never even be able to compare, like in my personal experience at least.
Yeah, I mean, just because your house lost its power doesn't mean you lost yours. And the fact that I know that you respect yourself, you didn't need to tell your coach, hey, Mark, guess what I did today? Like, guess what I did this week? Like, no, you didn't even need to bring it up because the trophy in air quotes that you got was the pride in your ability to follow through. You didn't need Mark to be like, pat you on the head, rub your belly, be like, good job, girl. Like, no, you did that yourself. You didn't need that extrinsic motivation, that the accolades. Like, yeah, you spoke about on the podcast, of course, but like it's just me and you shooting the shit. So it's like you were proud of yourself because you learned to adapt and pivot while still creating whatever structure and routine that you could have, given the fact that, Cleveland was upset with tornadoes. Like, that is so fucking powerful. And that's the real, honest, true shit.
And like one thing I kept thinking about all week, and this sounds like so silly, but like I was like, felt like Dory. I'm like, just keep swimming. That's all you have to do is swim. Like, I refuse to fucking sink. I'm someone that's like, when a challenge is in front of you, you either sink or you swim, dude. Like, without a doubt, I'm like, I've learned that through like nursing, being a competitive soccer player, bodybuilding. It's like, all right, sink or fucking swim, dude. So I'm like, all you gotta do is swim. Just keep treading fucking water until you get to the shore. And everything is fine and you can relax. So it's like, all right, like I did not want to sit there at the end of the week and be like, did I really try my hardest? I fucking hate questioning my effort. That is something that will not happen. I will never sell myself short. I don't want to lay my head down at the end of the night. It's like, did I try hard enough today? No, I know I gave everything I fucking could. And that helps me sleep at night. I think a lot of people have anxiety because they're like, oh man, I didn't do what I was supposed to, or I'm not good enough. Well, where's your effort?
Well, they don't view it like that. It's not like, oh, did I try hard enough? That's what keeps them up. Their to-do list tomorrow keeps them up because they didn't get done what they needed to get done today. So then they're like, oh shit, I have to do all this shit tomorrow. And that anxiety keeps them up. So it's like, create a reasonable list, go to work, get your shit done, handle it. Tomorrow's a new day to get even better. Like, we're not talking about perfection and the ability to like go all in terms of like all or nothing. It's the ability to just follow through and continuously get better, whether that is in bodybuilding, in school, in your house, in your marriage, in your relationships, both with others and yourself. Like for me, something that I'm following through on is remembering to balance work and play in terms of reading, because that has been a game changer for me in my stress. So reading both self-improvement books, but also reading like fiction books that are just for fun, because it is so good to be able to unwind and lose yourself in a story. Like that is so important as well, to be well-rounded in terms of priorities. So I shouldn't have said balance, but in terms of priorities, by making yourself better as a person. But that's all I have. Fun question. What's your favorite like cardio modality?
Cardio?
Yes, cardio, not steps.
Like if I had to do cardio?
Yep.
Oh
Like,
man.
what's your favorite machine?
All right. So I'll be honest with you. I get pissed off if I have to do cardio in the off season because I've never had to do it in the off season except for once. And then I was like, I'm not doing this. It was like when I was pregnant. I was like, absolutely not. So I guess it depends on. So I'm always a follow-up question person, if you haven't noticed. So favorite as in like what's gonna get the job done and like have me work the fucking
Pure
hard.
enjoyment, pure enjoyment, just bliss. Like your coach gives you cardio, but says you can pick whatever piece of equipment you want. Which one are you hopping on?
I'm swimming.
No shit, seriously.
Dude, I am a fucking fish. Like when we went to Hawaii, people were like, dude, you were out there. I'm like, yeah, dude, I will swim. Dude, I took 8 years of fucking swimming lessons. I was a fucking lifeguard. I will swim.
Okay, so our friendship is like a B minus right now.
Swim all day. Dude, I will swan dive into a pool and I will be like backstroke, breaststroke, butterfly. Yeah, dude, I am all, oh, I love swimming
I
without.
love that. I love that.
What about you?
I am conflicted because I have a treadmill at home, but we purchased it because it was cost effective. But honestly, I go back and forth between the elliptical
Oh
and the
yeah.
stair mill, you know?
I always, so when people ask me like, what should I do? I'm like, do what you like. Well, I don't know what I like. I say elliptical all day long.
My thing is, if it gets too high, then my feet start to go numb, and I hate that. I hate when my feet go numb. Oh my God.
I think recovery is so much better than the Stairmaster, though.
Oh,
And
for sure. 100%.
I don't know, the Stairmaster, like, I get so fucking mad at it that, like, I'll just run on it. I'll just fucking run. Like, I remember doing my cardio, like, on level, like, 11 or 12 because I'm like, I just need to get this shit.
Damn.
Dude.
I use the stair mill at least once a year, even if I'm in my off season, just for the 9/11 thing. Like I'll
Oh.
do the stairs that the firefighters stepped up just out of like respect, you know? But like there's part of me that likes the pain and the suffering of the Stairmaster, like that kind of sadistic shit that I have in the back of my brain that most of us do as bodybuilders. But I think for just general enjoyment, I do like the treadmill because I am able to like watch YouTube and stuff like that. But if I'm on the stair mill watching YouTube, it's not the same level of like la-di-da. It's just like trying not to like eat shit and trip.
Yeah, I mean, I used to read a book on the Stairmaster.
Dude.
It was hard at first. I'd trip a lot.
I
But I
feel like I would
became,
just eat shit. Just
yeah, it was close sometimes. But like after, I mean, when you have an hour a day for months, you get really good at it. You're just like, fuck, man.
feel like I master these stairs.
Dude, yeah, but the Stairmaster pisses me off. But if I had a pick, dude, I'd be fucking swimming.
Swimming, no shit.
Dude,
I
there's like
love that.
0% chance I'm gonna be sore after it too.
That's true. That's true. All right, fun question for me. Do you have a fun question?
I don't, but I'm gonna come to next week with one. I want to think
It's
of a
okay.
really good one. Usually my fun questions are pretty like inappropriate.
That's
So
fine.
yeah. But
Like inappropriate questions are fine.
oh, actually, I asked Alex this yesterday, last night. This is so funny. What superpower would you pick if you had one?
Oh, dude, Eric and I ask those hypotheticals all the fucking time. Eric's is always like, oh, I want to be able to fly.
Oh, that was Alex's
Yeah,
too.
he's like, fuck traffic. He's like, I just want to be able to like fly and zip around the world. For me, I think it would be so cool to just like read people's minds or have like telekinesis or whatever, where you're like moving shit. Like
Yeah.
without having to like lift a finger, you're just like laundry. Shoo, shoo. You know what I'm saying? Like some Harry Potter spell. It's like fucking Mrs. Weasley just in there like doing her laundry and shit.
So this is what you need to tell Eric, and what you need to report back next week. This will be the opening line. Would he rather, because I'm a would you rather person too, fly as his superpower or teleport? And if
He
he,
said teleport. He's over here. He
oh,
said teleport.
okay. But the thing is, here's my, because Alex said the same thing, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna bring a stipulation, and you have to teleport alone. So like, you can't go with him, but you can fly together. He can take people to fly with him.
He's gonna say, fuck you, I'd still teleport. What? How fast? He said, how fast can you fly?
Faster than like a commercial jet. You can fly past them.
He'd fly. He'd take
Oh,
me.
okay. That's
That's
nice.
sweet.
Alex is like, he was like, do you get plane tickets for free? Like I'll teleport and you and the baby can fly on the it's like
The real honest to God questions, like how much can we save?
yeah, I'm like, okay, thanks, dude. Whatever. But On that note, I gotta pee.
I do too, dude. All right, cool. Peace.
Yo.